I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report. Distinguished Service Cross recipient and National Guard on Innovation. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth recently presented retired Army Sergeant Major Eric Garrissey with a Distinguished Service Cross, the Army's second highest award for valor. A decorated soldier, Garrissey served with Bravo Company, 2nd Battalion, 187th Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division during the height of the Iraq War, where he was known for his stellar mentorship. Today he serves as senior advisor to the Defense Secretary, who he mentored when Secretary Hegseth arrived for duty in Iraq in 2005 as part of his service in the National Guard, subsequently forming a close relation with him. Secretary Hegseth spoke highly of Garrissey, saying that he is an important part of the decision-making loop in defense matters, having selflessly served in the military.
That is exactly the kind of voice that we need inside the decision loop, inside the conversations about the types of decisions being made for the joint force, for the armed forces of the United States of America. Someone who has been there, who's been in the middle of it, who's never did it for himself, always did it for others, thought of the troops in real time, of the impact on them and their families. If you know him, he's the biggest tough guy you've ever met. He's an amazing human being.
National Guard Bureau Chief Air Force General Stephen Nordhaus spoke about innovation during the McAuliffe's Defense Programs Conference in Washington recently. General Nordhaus emphasized innovation as essential for the National Guard in an era of complexity and uncertainty. He described how with sophisticated and advanced technologies that adversaries are working to close the gap and that we must prevent it. To view Eric Garrissey's pinning ceremony, visit DividsHub.net. And to read more on General Nordhaus's speech, visit defense.gov. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.